So you ready? So you're just going to tap and have fun with us, all right? Even though, rheumatoid arthritis is no laughing matter. I'm ready to laugh. I want to be like that guy that healed himself by laughing. I already have pain. And it blindsides me. Unexpected.
Horrific pain.
Totally blindsides me. I call them flare-ups. They really happen to me. And I want to change it. And I want to undo it. And I want to stop it. And I want a different experience.
So much
that I would sit in this chair
in front of a camera
and let this stranger tap on me. And the doctors told me there's no hope. I actually paid money
to be told.
I'm just out of luck.
It's going to get worse.
And it's going to shorten my life.
And if RA doesn't bother me,
that really ticks me off.
And there's more.
There's so much more.
I have so much sadness.
Tucked safely away.
That I'm not sure tapping can reach it.
And I'd rather laugh.
And I don't want to be the one
that starts crying.
Because
I don't know what she's doing.
And I don't know what to expect.
And I only want to tap.
If it's going to make me feel better.
Because I'm in a hurry.
I don't have time
to work with things,
to work with people,
to work with ideas
that don't help me.
Help myself.
I'm in a hurry
because they gave me a life sentence.
And I'm not buying it.
And I'm not going down
without
a great big try.
All unresolved.
Negative emotion.
Stored within my being.
I'm giving you a warning.
Right now.
I'm ready to make peace.
I'm ready to make the kind of peace
that allows my body
miraculous healing.
I want to go back to that doctor.
Just to prove him wrong.
I want to be the face,
the voice,
the body
that gives him
a different,
more expansive
idea
of what's possible.
I do not accept
his limited thinking.
And any ways
that I have locked
limited thought,
unexpressed,
unprocessed emotion,
anywhere in my body,
I really want to let that go.
I really want to find my way
into a tangible experience.
Of helping myself.
And I need to know.
Tonight.
If tapping's for me.
I'm requesting.
That however this works.
My body.
My pain receptors.
All the nerve endings.
All the cell receptors.
All of the information
that expresses pain to me
in my skin,
in my wrist,
in my bones.
Sometimes it feels
like the pain is in my blood.
Because it makes no sense
what I'm experiencing.
The pins and needles. of a body going to sleep without the numbness. I don't know how to describe this.
I don't
want to
know how
to describe this.
This is really happening to me.
And I'm ready to help myself.
And I want,
and I request,
and I allow myself
to create
a tangible experience,
a measurable,
tangible experience
of moving energy
and lessening pain
so that I can know
this goofy tapping
has some value
for me
in my journey
of healing.
And if I have to look at sadness,
even my father's sadness,
even my father's pain,
and if I have to look
at the things I've heard in the past,
I'm willing to do the work.
But I'm not wasting time.
I request
that however this works,
whatever part of me
knows
what healing modalities
will serve me best,
I request that that part of me,
that higher intelligence,
that stream of consciousness
that beats my heart,
would allow me
guidance,
direction.
And even if it means
that I have to see
this horrific disease
as a gift,
I'm willing to go on that journey.
I'm willing.
I agree.
To be open.
All remaining pain.
In this wrist.
In this body.
I want to love and accept.
Me.
No, I don't.
I don't want to be this person.
I don't want to have the disease.
That has no cure.
I don't want to poke around in my emotions.
I don't want to look ridiculous tapping.
I don't want to learn.
All kinds of things I'm going to learn.
I don't want to be this guy.
I want to go back
to who I was
before I felt the pain.
I want to go further back.
Much further back.
To before.
Something happened.
All the way back.
To the level of consciousness
that would begin
the setup
to allow this horrible disease,
this shocking disease,
to land in my body.
And if I have contributed
to the creation of this disease,
I'm ready to face that.
And if I need to learn to forgive, to pray, to meditate, to eat differently.
I'm ready to learn that.
I actually do.
Love and accept me.
In this horrible situation.
This horrible disease.
I am so much more than this disease.
I am so much more than this life sentence.
I am so much more than a patient with a disease.
I am so much more than the pain, the unresolved emotion,
the limiting beliefs.
the inherited traits that would allow this disease to exist. I am so much more. And I am in agreement with meeting myself on this journey forward into healing, into health, into a new experience. Not just for me, but for all people believing in something so frightening, so limiting, so shocking, it's almost unbearable. This thing that lives within me,
this disease,
like a creature
living within my body.
I want to remember.
I am so much more
than whatever this is. And I am
ready
to let this body relax. To let this body know I have not abandoned myself.
I will find the way
into
great love and acceptance.
Great forgiveness and ease.
Great comfort.
Great health.
Great vitality.
In this body.
This body.
And all the inflammation.
Screaming for my attention.
I am just the person
to undo
all that inflammation.
All that I have heard.
All that I have witnessed.
All that I have experienced.
All that I have inherited.
All that I have co-created.
I am just the man
to undo
what has been done
and find my way
into a new,
better,
more powerful,
experience
of me.
Okay, big breath.